This is Earth and Sky on near-Earth objects, comets and asteroids that will come close to or even hit Earth. If they're large enough, they may pose a threat to humans.
Astronomers discover new objects in the sky almost every night. Judith Rees, an astronomer at the University of Texas at Austin, tries to confirm that some of these really are near-Earth objects, or NEOs. Rees points a telescope at where the object is thought to be and takes four images over the course of a few hours. Later, she views them flipping by on a computer screen like an old-fashioned flipbook.
Since the stars are not moving, at least not during one night, I can line up these exposures. I'll match up the stars and then blink them in succession. Since the stars don't move, it looks like I'm just seeing one picture, except there's this little dot moving across. And that's what I'm looking for, that little dot moving in the predicted direction.
Astronomers estimate how big a near-Earth object is by how bright it is, but this assumes that all NEOs reflect light in the same way. Rees and her colleagues are developing a technique that takes two images at a time, each with a different color filter. These will indicate how reflective the objects are, and ultimately, how big they are.
Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.